दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अजय कुमार। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल डेडिकेट द उधमपुर श्रीनगर बारामूला रेल लिंक USBRL प्रोजेक्ट टू द नेशन ड्यूरिंग हिज विजिट टू जम्मू एंड कश्मीर टुडे। In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted that infrastructure projects worth 46,000 crore rupees in J&K will have a very positive impact on people's lives. The 272-kilometer USBRL project, built at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees, is fully electrified and includes 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. It features the world's highest railway arch bridge over the Chenab River and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, the Anil Bridge, both of which will be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnav inspected ongoing development work at Jammu Railway Station during his visit yesterday.
चिनाब का ब्रिज बहुत बड़ा एक टेक्निकल मार्वल है। इसको बनाने में कई तरह की चैलेंजेस को फेस करके बनाया गया। इसके टेक्निकल पैरामीटर्स को अगर देखें तो इस ब्रिज का डिजाइन 260 किलोमीटर प्रति घंटा विंड स्पीड और जोन 5 सिस्मिक जोन के हिसाब से उसका डिजाइन है, यानी एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोसेस से इसका डिजाइन किया गया है। इसकी फाउंडेशन फुटबॉल फील्ड के आधे के बराबर है। 30,000 टन स्टील लगा है।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met the foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan in New Delhi yesterday to boost regional cooperation. With Kazakhstan's Deputy PM and Foreign Minister Murat Nurdelu, Dr. Jaishankar signed a program of cooperation and discussed strategic ties, focusing on trade, energy and zero tolerance for terrorism. In talks with Tajikistan's foreign minister Sirojiddin Muhriddin, both sides emphasized stronger trade, investment and connectivity and agreed on counter-terrorism cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar and Kyrgyz foreign minister Zinbek Kulbayev discussed collaboration in banking, education, health and connectivity. A cooperation agreement was signed. With Turkmenistan's foreign minister Rashid Merdov, discussion centered on trade, energy, health and connectivity. India will host the fourth edition of the India-Central Asia Dialogue today to review ties with the five Central Asian nations and address shared challenges, including terrorism. The dialogue will be preceded by the India-Central Asia Business Council, which was held yesterday. Union Commerce Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has reiterated India's shared commitment to speed up the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Addressing the Italy-India Business Forum during his official visit to Italy yesterday, the minister said, "He has had three meetings in less than 35 days with my friend Marco Skrevich, EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security." Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to expedite the conclusion of the India-EU FTA by the end of the year. The Union Home Ministry has emphasized that all preparations to conduct Census 2021 were complete, but the work was postponed due to outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic across the country. In a series of tweets, the Home Ministry said the aftershock of the COVID-19 continued for quite some time and it disrupted all sectors including education. Around 30 lakh enumerators are needed for census. Enumerators who are primary school teachers are key persons for conducting census. The Ministry said conducting census after COVID could have disrupted primary education immensely. Government has decided to commence the process of census, which will complete on 1st of March 2022, which is the reference date for census. UIDAI has recorded over 211 crore Aadhaar authenticated transactions in the last month, powering India's digital economy and welfare services. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said in a statement that the growing number shows how Aadhaar-based authentication has been playing a facilitating role in effective welfare delivery and voluntarily availing various services offered by service providers. In Sikkim, IAF's two Mi-17 helicopters along with the Army, Air Force and NDRF are working to evacuate 63 stranded tourists. However, due to poor weather and tough terrain, operations were suspended for the day. Evacuated tourists were sent to Bagdogra Airport by the Sikkim government. In chess, teen Indian player and reigning world champion Dom Raju Gukesh scored his fourth classical win at the 2025 Norwich Chess Tournament, defeating China's Wei Yi in round 9. With 14.5 points, he trails leader Magnus Carlsen by just half a point. A final round win could earn Gukesh his first Norwich Chess title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.